Blockbuster Nostalgia Shorts.
How we fix it.
Hey, EG Sites here.
Francisco Landin.
It's Blockbuster Nostalgia. We're here to fix your favorite movies, make them better.
Yeah, we are talking about Back to the Future, that movie that you love that you thought was perfect. Not perfect, because we're going to fix it.
That's right. And you know why it's not perfect? And you know what we could do to make it better? We're about to tell you as soon as we come up with it.
Yeah, of course. Marty McFly goes back in time. Not only does he have to choose between banging his own mom, but maybe he goes forward in time, has to choose between banging his own daughter. Yeah.
And he bangs them both.
Yeah, of course. He creates a weird amalgamation of genetics.
Exactly. He is his own son, but also his own great-grandson?
Yes, of course.
His grandson.
He does a nasty in the pasty.
That's right.
He becomes his own grandfather. And then, bam, his own grandson. He is one person that stretches three generations. Nobody has ever fucking done that before. Unless you count one Arnold Schwarzenegger in a movie that I'm just coming up with right now, in which he travels back in time and forward in time. And he is all
You're talking
himself.
About the Terminator, of course.
Yeah, clearly.
Because clearly in the first Terminator, he came back. Did Sarah Connor have sex with...
Michael Biehn.
Michael Biehn. No. Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Had a Terminator baby. That was John Connor. John Connor invented the Terminators, not Skynet.
Becomes his own creator.
Creates the Terminators that go back to create John Connor.
To create himself. It's an endless loop fucking Terminator shit.
That's right.
Yeah. Also, Marty McFly does that too, I say.
And he creates a Terminator.
Yes.
Clearly.
And then so now Marty McFly is in the 1950s and he's trying to figure out like all the fucking Back to the Future shit. Also, there's a fucking Terminator.
There's a Terminator in the 1950s.
Yeah.
Does that Terminator look cool as hell though in rockabilly outfits?
Fuck yeah, he does.
Oh, hell yeah, he does.
Does Bill Paxton kind of talk shit to him and then get killed by him? Yes, oh, yeah. Of course he does.
Does the Terminator end up inventing American rock and roll?
Oh, of course he does.
Of course he does.
He accidentally, despite his mechanical like mannerisms, fucking rock and roll.
And does rock and roll from then on have a weird Austrian accent where every song is like,
be good, Johnny.
Marty McFly keeps fucking up and then he comes back and everything is exactly the same except rock and roll is kind of Austrian sounding.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll take it.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, I'll take it. And then he goes forward in time and Back to the Future Part 2, and then it's all Stallone sounding.
Oh, interesting. How did that happen?
Everybody was born stillborn with half of their body like frozen, and also they were Italian.
Oh, interesting. That's an interesting disease. That, of course, was the Stallone Plague, released because Wesley Snipes froze...
He became frozen. First of all, they sentenced him to be frozen for a long time. So they were like, here is your punishment. You get to wake up 50 years in the future and not realize that you have been frozen the whole time. Winkled. Yeah. So you didn't even get to do fucking jail time.
Sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah. So then Stallone wakes up. Bam. Stallone virus.
Stallone virus. Because the people of the future are not immune to the Stallone genes.
Like we are. We are immune to the Stallone genes. We have seen a lot of Stallone genes.
We've become immune through constant contact to Stallone.
Yeah, if you've seen all the Cobra and Expendables and Rambo and
Which
Rocky.
Clearly we have.
Yeah, then you are immune to that. But if you have not, as in the future, bam, Stallone virus.
Yeah, so everyone becomes Stallone.
Everybody talks
And about- when everyone is Stallone, is anyone Stallone?
Exactly. And it takes one Austrian-sounding Michael J. Fox traveling forward into the future... To bang his own daughter.
To create a child that does not have Stallone disease.
To stop the Stallone disease by banging his own Austrian-sounding daughter.
I mean, that's something that could definitely be in the Bible. Because that sounds like something Lot would do. So...
So that's how we would fix...
I think we have fixed both the Bible and Back to the Future.
And Terminator, why not?
Sure. If you like this, Blockbuster Nostalgia, we're on Gmail, we're on Facebook, iTunes, follow, please. Like, share, subscribe.
All that good stuff.
Yeah. Bye.